This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We all spend a lot of time at work, which makes it easy to get invested emotionally in what happens there. And sometimes stuff happens that just drives you nuts, and maybe you lose your temper, or you cry, you shed a tear or two. We're all human, you know? But emotions and the workplace don't traditionally go together all that well. Women in particular get judged all kinds of ways when they emote at the office, judged in ways that usually aren't good for their careers, as Ashley Milne-Tite reminds us.
When Caroline Turner went to work for a big beer company, she was the first woman to enter the C-suite. She was used to the stresses of corporate life. But occasionally, a situation would blow up and she'd feel that telltale lump at the back of her throat.
The first time I did it in the corporate world, I was angry. And my way of expressing anger, because I couldn't stomp and yell, was often through tears.
She always tried to quell them. These days, she runs a company called Difference Works. She counsels companies on how to use men's and women's different styles to their advantage. She still advises women to hold the tears till they get to the bathroom.
Because the workplace is based on masculine norms. So women come into the workplace with our differences, and the world has defined professionalism and leadership in that masculine way, which is leave the emotions in the parking lot.
Turner says that's a shame, but it's reality. Many women can attest that getting upset at work affects how others see you.
What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from
Hillary Clinton's anger got a lot of press after her appearance at last year's hearings on the U.S. consulate attack in Benghazi. She's not the only woman to draw negative attention for losing her temper. Yale University research shows women who express anger at work are seen as less competent, less worthy of a raise, and out of control. But men who show anger, they don't lose status. Their anger is put down to external factors.
That's the issue that women have to navigate, is that in an unfair way, even if they do the exact same thing as a man, even if they display the exact same emotion, it gets interpreted differently.
That's Marianne Cooper. She's a sociologist at Stanford University. She was also the lead researcher on Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In.
My hope would be that we can work towards a system where women don't have to work so hard just to be taken seriously. That's the kind of change we need, where when people cry, it's not perceived as a weakness. It's not perceived as being too emotional.
John Gersmer says we're getting there, slowly. He's the co-author of The Athena Doctrine, How Women and the Men Who Think Like Them Will Rule the Future. For his research, he polled 64,000 people about various human values and traits. He says expressiveness is seen as a vital characteristic for a leader.
I think this is really about, you know, getting to see the true, authentic person. We're looking for leaders that are actually themselves.
He says young leaders are themselves at the office. Corporate America won't go touchy-feely overnight, but Gersmer says the time will come when we can all let a few more feelings show at work. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.